So there's a question from someone from Germany, very interesting question. And of course, this question is from someone who is well, at home in the spirituality. Is awareness enough for trauma healing? This question has I've moved or I've struggled with this question for decades. And from my point of view, what I experience is it is not enough. Absolutely no. The answer is no, it is not enough. Awareness alone is not enough for trauma healing. And this is my message basically through all my videos and what I tell in my talks. That this is the main, one of the main confusions for spiritual people. Awareness alone doesn't heal anything. Because trauma is something of the biology, of the autonomous nervous system. It is a distortion of the physical body, which is not visible, of course, from the outside. But you can compare it with the, let's say, with the accident. If you have a broken leg and you ask the question, is awareness enough to heal a broken leg? Then it's obvious. No, it's not enough. You have to go to hospital. And the same is with trauma healing. It is the same, but it is not visible from the outside. There has been research of the brain development during childhood, and what the scientists found out is that have found out is that if someone with developmental trauma has a different brain than someone who grows up in a secure and safe and loving environment. So the brain structure is different, and it is really different, not just a little bit. So the way how it works is different. The brain regions are different in size. For example, the hippocampus is up to 90% smaller in brains of people with severe developmental trauma. So they have a complete different nervous system. It has developed for an environment which constantly provides stress, which means danger. So the nervous system develops for an environment which is always dangerous, where there's no security. And of course, this has to work in a different way. Always being aware if there could be some danger coming from without any reason, from everywhere. So this nervous system is different from someone who, from a nervous system who has been developed for a safe and secure environment. There will be more relaxation. There is no arousal. It's not needed. So, for trauma healing, awareness is good, of course, but the main point where trauma healing starts is understanding your situation. You need the information. You need to understand what is happening with you. What has happened with you. And the reason is that this is something of the cortex. The cortex needs context. You need a context for your situation, what has happened to you, and how the world is, and how the nervous system has been distorted. You must understand this, and you need the information. That's why I tell so much or explain so much about how the nervous system works and so on, what happens in the childhood. And with this knowledge, you get like an island of stability. And of course, you have still have to work on your body and on your relationship patterns, but it all starts with this knowledge. And awareness is something that comes as a side effect of security. If the nervous system realizes that the environment is safe, it calms down. And this calming down at the same time provides more awareness, more consciousness. If the autonomous nervous system thinks that the environment is dangerous and it is activated, then this creates a more awake state. But this awake state, this hypervigilance, is unconscious. So you are prepared for fight or flight. Of course, you are more awake, but this is unconscious. Osho explained this very nicely. And if the system gets cooled down and relaxes, then with this relaxation, more consciousness is possible. More awareness. So relaxation and security and awareness are connected directly. So to get more awareness, you need to establish more security. This is my perspective, at least. So once again, awareness is not enough. Awareness is not the point of trauma healing. And this is what many people try, especially in the spirituality. I always explain this. They're stuck in a dysregulated nervous system and try to heal that by just being in it. And this is what many satsang teachers tell them. And then it doesn't work, nothing happens, because the nervous system needs something else. It needs context, the information. It needs security, and this is established by relationships and physical release of the arousal of the autonomous nervous system, for example with TRE or SE. This is what is needed, security and energy release. And of course, if you meditate alone, then the tendency is to get more and more in a shutdown and freeze state, and you dissociate more and more, and you think maybe this is meditation. It has nothing to do with meditation. And you are not aware. It is the opposite. You get more and more dull. So, and if this happens long enough, the effect is exactly the opposite. The people get more and more disconnected from other people, from social interaction, and get depressed of fear or addictions happening, and then they call me and help. Please help, yeah. So, and then the first thing is to explain the situation. So please don't focus on awareness. This is the idea. If you're traumatized, you have the tendency to find a single, let's say, anchor, a single concept which saves you. And for many people, this is awareness or love or something else or God. And this tendency to find a single construct is just a result of not being connected with others. Please don't focus on awareness or love. It is the physical body needs security. If you focus on security, everything else comes out of it. Security and social interaction. This is the bridge from trauma healing to awareness.